You've always been able to find anything you need with a smartphone. Now you can use it to find a game of pool with the Salotto app. Anywhere, anytime. You can even host a game, tournament, or lesson, and make money. See where you stack up against all the other players worldwide in the Salotto ranking system. Use your ranking to qualify for invitationals, large payout tournaments, and events. The pool table is your arena, your stadium, your court. It's harder than people think, but you don't care. The only way to get to the next level is to play more. The more you play, the more you win. Salotto is the world's premier pool community, uniting players everywhere. Connect with the community, find and host games, and keep your stats. Pool isn't just a game, it's a lifestyle. Join Salotto today to find your game.
I used to hang out down at Jack's Pool Hall. You go down there and don't do nothing at all. You wanted to play some cards, there was a game in the back. If you wanted a shot or something, you went out to Jack. If you had a little money, you was a grade A fool. There was a guy down there who used to shoot a little pool. Rack 'em up. Rack 'em up.
Welcome to Chalk is Cheap Pool Podcast. I am your host, Nick Olson, and I'm coming to you from the Forward Mile Sports Memorabilia Studio, the company that brings you the players you want at a price you can afford. And welcome back to another Chalk is Cheap Podcast episode. This episode happens to be a Twin Port Series episode, and there has been a lot going on in the world of Twin Ports Pool as of late. In my world as of late, it's been nearly a month since we have come out with a new episode with some new content for you. And one of those contributing factors was the fact that I contracted salmonella. And my God, if you've ever experienced food poisoning of any kind, I did get food poisoning one other time, but it was a very short stint, like a 1 or 2 day deal. But if you get salmonella, legitimately, you're talking 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 days potentially that you feel the side effects, the effects of getting that. And I think we've got it pinpointed on where I contracted this, what the source of the food. A local restaurant here. I will not name the name of that local restaurant because obviously we can't prove that anyway. But we're pretty sure of where this came from. And cross-contamination is a real thing. And I got to tell you, it's no joke. Salmonella is no joke. Thankfully, if you're a young, healthy individual, you know, you just recover from it. And knock on wood here, for the most part, I've been blessed to be pretty healthy overall. So I was able to kick it. But because of that, for about 10 days, I'm telling you, there was no motivation to do anything and no energy really to do anything. It's just one of those things where it first starts coming on. You don't feel like it's anything. You just kind of feel like you got something rumbling, a little bit of an upset stomach. And then as you go through it, it's like no joke whatsoever. It gets worse and worse. And the weirdest part about it is the cloudiness and the lightheadedness that you feel. It's really bizarre. I mean, you just almost sometimes feel like you're in a cloud, a funk, you know, you don't even think properly almost. It's very weird. So definitely do not want to experience it again. You know, that definitely was a contributing factor to why more content hasn't been released as of late here on Chalk is Cheap. But we're back. And unfortunately, no guests today on this episode. Many of our local players and individuals who are involved in the pool scene here in the Twin Ports area are down at the WSPA Wisconsin State Pool Tournament. And we'll talk a little bit more about that in our Around the Twin Ports segment here later on in the show. But to lead off today, there's a couple things I want to do. First, let's get this out of the way. I want to say thank you to our tried and true sponsors of the program. So we'll kick that off with Salado, the pool app that allows you to find your game. Make sure you get over to salado.app and hop on there and play some games, get some games in with your friends, get on the leaderboard, try to win some prizes. Salado just keeps killing it here in the pool world as of late. They continue to establish themselves as the premier pool app in the industry, and I don't see that changing anytime soon. So again, check out Salado if you haven't done so. CJP Billiards, Calvin Post from CJP is running a great operation, 3D printed pool products, and now he's getting into the carbon fiber side of things. Those things are coming soon, so that's exciting. From CJP Billiards, cjpbilliards.com, check him out. IQ Training Cue Ball, Thomas Van Eck. I really appreciate everything that he does for the pool industry and for this show. If you know somebody who's just getting into the game, or even for yourself, if you want to fine-tune your position, play, your shape, IQ Training Cue Ball is the best way to do it, in my opinion. Poolstats.co, the future is coming with Pool Stats. They are involved in some revolutionary statistics and data analytics, and if you're into that, poolstats.co is something you want to check out without a doubt. Forward Mile Autographs, get a hold of us if you need anything in regards to building up your man cave or your woman cave. That is a thing now. I've been told many times, and we have many customers that are female. So that's really cool that females are getting into the memorabilia side of things as far as sports, pool, wrestling. We cover it all. So if you're in need of something, you want us to find something for you, find us facebook.com/forwardmile or forwardmile.co for more information about everything that we're doing. And again, thank you to all of our sponsors. We do have a couple more potential partners coming down the line here. We're in discussions with a few great companies. And so we're definitely proud and happy that there's some folks out there that like what we're doing and want to work with us. That's what this is all about, the co-promotion and helping everybody that is involved in the pool industry. And in regards to the local Twin Ports series, anybody who runs an upstanding business here in the local area, I definitely would like to promote and do what I can to get your name out there if you're interested. So don't hesitate to contact me, nick@chalkischeappod.com. If you have any questions or maybe you or your business is interested in becoming a partner with us here on the show. So leading off, what I want to do, I haven't had a chance since we haven't come out with an episode within the last 3 weeks. There's been some huge news in the pool industry that has come out, some really unfortunate news. And so while we need to lead off the show and establish and let everybody know that this show and any show on the Cue It Up Network does not affiliate themselves with isolation pool tournaments. And this show no longer affiliates itself with isolation pool tournaments. Now, I guess I'm going to start off by saying this. Ryan Klinger, the founder of Isolation Pool Tournaments, was on this show. We did have a good conversation. I thought it was an entertaining episode. I thought the story and the idea was worthwhile and was something that should be shared. I think the idea and the concept of it itself is still something that is relevant and a very good idea, in fact. And I think it did help keep the game relevant, especially in this area throughout the pandemic. So I guess for that alone, it should be applauded. But besides that, we found out some very troubling information about Ryan Klinger in specific. And so I guess what I need to do here is first of all, I need to comment on this situation as somebody who covers the game in the fashion that I do and that we do here on Cue It Up Network. It is important that we speak on this. And I do know that Nate made some comments on the Cue It Up podcast previously, but like I said, I haven't been able to follow up on that and make my statement about this. So first of all, addiction is a real thing. And I guess let me preface this by saying, if you are unaware of the situation, basically what we've got here is that it was uncovered by a participant in isolation pool tournaments that Ryan Klinger was in fact cheating to cash and win money in the events that he was organizing through isolation pool tournaments. And so how do you do, how did he do that? You might be asking if you're unaware, if you have not seen the YouTube video that has kind of gone viral in the pool world. Basically, he was using editing software to edit out missed shots or missed opportunities or mistakes, and then fill those in with obviously better performances to add into his scores in order for him to finish higher on the leaderboard and win money. It's also been uncovered that he was not paying out folks for every event, and people are still owed money that were not paid out for an event that they paid an entry to and won. And Ryan came out with a statement that was whether it was genuine or not, it was, I guess, emotional. And in his statement, he basically blamed his issues on gambling addiction. And so that brings me back to the point that addiction is real. It's a real thing. You know, they are treating it as a disease in this day and age. And there are still many people who do not believe that addiction is a disease. They believe it's a self-inflicted thing. And whether or not it's self-inflicted doesn't discredit the fact that it is a disease. I think we're not talking about, you know, a drug issue here. We're talking about gambling. And so I believe it brings very different feelings from folks, you know, when you compare the two. While they may be similar, they're not, certainly not the same. So here's my thing, all right? Ryan Klinger's statement did not address the fact that he was stealing and cheating in his events. All it basically was a, I'm getting out of this, I've been caught, and woe is me, I have an addiction. He, in my opinion, his statement didn't address the most important parts of the issue. And so, you know, that's why I think he deserves to be called out and on the carpet on top of this. And I for one was really surprised at the amount of people that went to bat for him after we found out what we found out. Because it's one thing to maybe skim a little bit off the top of the prize pool, which could have been accredited to, you know, operator costs, would have been a much easier way to do it, in fact. But he chose to do that and then, you know, premeditate and cheat in a very, a terrible way. To go to the extent that this man did to cheat in these events with editing software and the amount of time it took, and again, the premeditated idea that he had to do this is disgusting. It is despicable. And in my opinion, the excuse of I have an addiction is no excuse in this matter because of the sheer amount of money and the sheer amount of people that he stole from and cheated to do it. And there's a saying that's out there that I really resonate with, especially as I get older. And the saying, and I heard it from a football coach that I happen to admire. His name is Jason Brown. And he's very unorthodox and unconventional. I'm not sure if you know who Jason Brown is. It doesn't matter. But the statement is, the only people who need to apologize are liars, cheaters, and thieves. Because if you don't find yourself in a position to apologize, that means you most likely didn't do anything wrong. And it's a really powerful statement. And you have the old saying of, well, everybody makes mistakes. And I do believe that that's true as well. But it's one thing to own your mistake, and then it's one thing to make up an excuse and then apologize and try to get people to feel sorry for you. And that's what Ryan Klinger is doing in this situation. All right. Now, the one thing that really irks me about the whole thing is that, you know, you're stealing and cheating from adults. That's one thing. You got that on one hand. But this man was cheating and stealing from junior pool players, kids, minors. All right. And that, in my opinion, is unacceptable, and it drives this even further over the line for me. And in fact, somebody that I work really closely with, Sam Rhino Henderson, been a guest of the show, he is somebody that is still owed money from Ryan Klinger after winning an event, and he was never paid. And so that right there is, again, what pushes it over the line for me. You're stealing from kids and children and innocent people who are trying to better themselves and play as much pool and get better in this game as they possibly can, and that's what you're doing. To me, it's despicable, disgusting, and in my opinion, he should never be allowed to be affiliated with anything like this ever again. And I really do believe, now I did play in an isolation event, only one, so I'm not one of these people that feels they are entitled to being repaid for their lost money and time. But I don't even know if Isolation Pool is an actual registered corporation, partnership, LLC, small business, what have you. So, you know, and if that's the case, I mean, I'm not sure the legalities, the legal end of this, but I am really surprised that legal action has not been taken against this man yet at this point that I'm aware of. I have seen some murmuring of maybe possibly getting to that, but for the most part, I see people kind of cutting their losses and saying, oh, well. But in my opinion, it shouldn't be an oh, well. We as the pool community, and especially those of us who are promoting it in a positive way, are trying to eliminate this very thing from the existence of pool. And this is the very thing that gives pool the negative connotation and the negative feeling from people across the world, and especially in the United States. And this is the type of thing that we can't have. You know, you have this thing, you know, no wonder why we can't have nice things. Maybe you heard your parents or somebody say that in your family. This is it, man. This is how that compares in the pool world. We finally had something nice going, and turns out there was some evil motivation behind it. And it's really unfortunate. So, with that being said, I need to say that we have cut ties 100% completely with Isolation Pool tournaments. And it is worth noting, I feel like it is worth saying for me, that Ryan and Isolation never fulfilled their end of our agreement as well. So they got free advertising on this program, and there was no agreement on compensation as far as currency or anything like that. But there was an agreement. There was an agreement for promotion on his end throughout his social media and his website that I think never came to fruition. So he never fulfilled his end of the bargain. I guess we just found out what his true colors were. And, you know, some folks are mentioning that they feel sorry for his kids who are involved in the pool industry. I do too. I really do too. Because what type of an example are you setting for your children? It's sad. It really is sad. I do know that he picked up and moved and went across the country, and some people have told me that there's some reasons for that behind that, and that maybe he owed one too many people some money. So that's the type of guy we're dealing with. I don't think we should shove it under the rug and say, well, it's addiction. You know, cut the guy a break. I've seen people say that, and there's too many people that were affected by this. And again, when you're affecting kids, you're stealing from kids. That's one of the lowest of lows for me. And so I guess I'll leave it at that. But I do want it known that we are no longer affiliated, and the Cue It Up Network is not affiliated with Isolation Pool tournaments. I do see that they have handed this off to somebody else to try to restart. I guess I wish them the best. But at this point in time, I have no endorsement of any kind for Isolation Pool. All right, so that's out of the way. One shout-out I do have is to Sam Henderson, who I just mentioned. Today, as I record, April 10th, as I record, Sam is the intermediate nine-ball champion in the Iowa State Pool Tournament. He won that title yesterday, and it seems like no matter what event this kid plays in, he wins. And he is just a winner, and I am so proud of him and so proud to be affiliated and to have him as a Forward Mile exclusive athlete. We do have some autographed cue balls from Sam. If you're interested in those, let me know. Contact me. We'll help you out. We'll get you one. Those sorts of things are going to go towards his travel, tournament entry fees, his costs to get to these tournaments, to get to where he needs to get to continue to grow his brand, and obviously to continue to get better in the sport. So again, you're supporting Sam, you're supporting Forward Mile, and you're supporting this show if you do in fact purchase one of those. So we appreciate that. And so again, congratulations to Sam. I know his team, You Got Action, is playing as we speak. So by the time this drops, we'll probably have known how they did. And again, worth mentioning that you can find some Chalk is Cheap apparel, shirts and hats. We're working on getting sweatshirts added to the store. We keep getting that request. So we're working on getting a sweatshirt and some other options for you guys on our store on Fast and Loose Designs, fastandloosedesigns.com. Go to the collabs tab and find our show listed there alongside of Cue It Up Network and Sam Rhino Henderson's official apparel line. Check us out there. We're going to take our first and only break of the program. So when we come back, we're going to go around the Twin Ports and talk about the Wisconsin State Pool Championships. We're going to talk about the Superior Trailblazers League. We're going to talk about the Duluth MPA League. We're going to talk about some local tournaments that have taken place at Top Hat Tavern. And we're going to talk about the debacle that was in the local news here regarding Gene Albright and Daylight Savings Time. So all that when we return on Chalk is Cheap. Don't go away. They say you got a boyfriend, you're out late every weekend. Hey, Nick Olson here, host of Chalk is Cheap podcast. And when's the last time you were introduced to billiard products that could change your overall playing experience? It had definitely been a while for me until I discovered CJP Billiard. CJP Billiards offers state-of-the-art 3D printed technology that makes everyday billiard products more practical, more useful, and better than ever before. CJP Billiards is owned and operated by Kelvin Post, an everyday pool player himself, and he knows what real pool players want and what they need. CJP has chalk holders, contact point trainers, toadstool tips, and a brand new line of cue rests. So check out CJP's online store now at cjpbilliards.bigcartel.com right now and discover why CJP Billiards is at the forefront of billiards innovation. Hey, Nick Olson here, host of Chalk is Cheap podcast. And if you're looking for a way to improve your game without paying a fortune and without having to take lessons or hire a coach, then what I'd suggest to you would be the IQ Training Cue Ball. The IQ Ball was created by longtime pool enthusiast Tom Van Eck, and it lets you practice how the pros play. We all know that if you improve your aim, you're going to improve your game. The IQ is a simple and effective training cue ball that helps the beginner to advanced player clearly visualize the impact put on the cue ball by the Q-tip. Each IQ is made by Aramith, so you know you're getting a quality cue ball. You can choose between the original IQ ball design, the IQ clock ball, and newly available, you can take home an IQ measles cue ball. So if you want to improve your game at an affordable price and at your own pace, then it's time that you start to practice and play in a smarter way by ordering your IQ ball today. Go to iqclinic.com for more information. That's iqclinic.com. And don't forget to tell Tom that Nick sent you. All right, welcome back to Chalk is Cheap podcast. It is that time for us to take you around the Twin Ports.
And now it's time for Chalk is Cheap's Around the Twin Ports.
All right, let's kick it off and keep it current As we mentioned, the Wisconsin State Championships, WSPA Wisconsin State Championships, are taking place today. There's some team events going on today. I know Nate Mindem of Cue It Up is participating. I'm not sure how he's doing, how he's done. I did chat with him a little bit earlier, so I'm not sure how he's doing. But I do know some results from some of our local players from the Twin Ports area down there. So Amy Johnson, congrats to her. She won the women's B division for 9-ball and 8-ball. So she's a double state champion, 2 state championships in 1 weekend for her. And she's participating in the team event right now. I did reach out to her to have her on the show. So the ball's in her court. Hopefully she'll join us here on the show on a Twin Ports edition very soon to talk about her experiences down there and her background in the sport. That'd be a fun one. Ruth Hagenop finished 9th through 12th in the women's B division in 8-ball. Good for her. Wendy Shaleen, last year's women's B 8-ball champion down there at the WSPA championship. She finished 5th, 6th in the A 8-ball, so she continues to climb the ladder. Al Berthium placed 9th through 12th in the men's A 8-ball. Nick Kitzman finished 17th through 24th in the men's A 8-ball. And Joe Lee finished 9th through 12th in the men's C 8-ball. Those are all of the results that I'm aware of at this time. Like I said, this event is still ongoing. So congrats to all the local players there that went down and seemed to be representing the Twin Ports area very well. Those are some strong finishes for sure. Let's talk about the Superior Trailblazers Pool League for a second. The all-league event, the first annual, that's a tricky one, right? You always see the flyers for tournaments, first annual when it's the first event. It can't be the first annual until you've had one prior, the year prior. So that's a mistake people make. Whatever, I'm getting off track. But it's, I guess, technically the first annual. So it's the second year of the event, and the event is going to take place on Thursday, May 6th. So it mirrors a normal league night. So that's why the event is always on a Thursday night. And again, the format is something that I created last year. I wanted to increase interest and participation and overall promote the league and the players in our area the best we could do that. And so the event culminates the league season, and it's a way to recognize 8 players. So it's 2 teams of 4, and they play each other in a Superior Trailblazers style event. 16 games, all 16 games are going to be played no matter what the score or the outcome is. And last year, it was a barn burner. It went down to the end. It was sudden death. It couldn't have gotten any more exciting. Team Wasserman defeated Team Shaleen last year when Mike Wachowiak defeated Derek Gergen in the sudden death match. So it was really exciting. This year, our captains are Brian Baker, who is having just a phenomenal season in the Trailblazers League, and Al Berthium, who we just mentioned down at Wisconsin State. And back on April 1st, the two did the traditional coin toss to see who got to choose first, and they go back and forth in a draft style. They exchange picks back and forth until they've got all 4. So your teams are, Team Berthium is, of course, Al Berthium captaining that team. Jeff Shaleen, one of last year's captains. Brett Uvila from Hootie's Hitmen. And Matt Campanella. And so, again, a really strong team. And the way this works is players have to qualify to make the voting ballot. And once you get on the ballot, that's how you get a chance to get voted into this game. So it's not necessarily a popularity contest from the get-go. You have to earn your way on the ballot. So you have to have a good season going to get on the ballot. And then it's very similar to like a Major League Baseball All-Star voting process. Once you get on the ballot, everybody in the league participates. And we had over 75% of the league participate in voting this year, which is really cool because it's up tremendously. I would say last year it was closer to 40%. And so that's really cool that everybody that is recognizing the importance and just really how cool the event it is. So really cool. So again, Al Berthium, Jeff Shaleen, Brett Uvila, and Matt Campanella from Charlie Brown's. And really cool to see Matt make it. He had a really good first half of the year and definitely deserving to make the ballot, of course. But the fact that the league recognized somebody like him who's been a longtime player here in the Twin Ports, and the fact that he's overcome some obstacles, he was in a really tough situation and almost lost his life. If you're not familiar with the story, he moved into a house where there was a chicken coop in the basement of this house, and he was forced to clean the basement over a dispute with the landlord. And in doing so, he contracted a mold. The spores went up in the air that come from bird droppings. And of course, he didn't know. He was just doing the cleaning, and some spores of that mold got into his system. And he was really sick. And in fact, he almost lost his life. So the fact that he was able to return from that and still be a high-level pool player here in the area is really cool. And I'm really glad that he got recognized for that. So if you're unfamiliar with that story, it was kind of a scary situation. On the flip side, we've got Team Baker, Captain Brian Baker, of course. He's won 88% of his games this season, and he's having one of the best seasons in Trailblazers history, so really deserving to be the captain this year. We've got Rick Phillips, who was the 2018-2019 league MVP, and yours truly made it. I'm on there, and my teammate Tom Wasserman, former guest here of the program on the Legends series, and of course, he was last year's league MVP, and he was the captain of the winning all-league team last year. I squeaked on the ballot, and I didn't really think I was going to make it, to be honest with you. And then I got voted in, and it was really close. From 6th to about 10th in voting was separated by 3 votes. And it was, and in fact, the final 3 participants that made the All-League team were tied in voting. So it was really, really close across the board. And so, some people who were definitely deserving were shuffled out of there by 1 or 2 votes. That's how close it was. And when you got 75% participation, you had that many votes in, and the fact it was that close is actually really remarkable. So I wasn't going to play. Obviously I have a lot to do with the operation and the organization of the event. And of course I commentate the event. And so I really wasn't going to play for that reason. And then, President Cole Shore and just so many other people that I talked to encouraged me, because I was deserving of it, that I should play. And so I thought, well, what the heck? I'm going to do it. I'm going to experience it myself as well. So I'm going to play. So those are your 2 teams, May 6th. And the really cool thing about this is, beyond this, is we've mentioned here on the show on the last Twin Ports edition, we talked about how Jim Dalton had been battling COVID and was in the hospital for quite some time. He is in recovery. He's out of the hospital. Last I have read, I haven't spoken with him directly, but I've spoken with some family members. And at the All League event, we are going to be holding a fundraiser for Jim to go towards his medical costs. So even if you don't have a direct tie to the event, we're really encouraging everybody in the community. If you want to participate in the fundraiser, we've got some great, great prizes that are going to be available. So I guess I'll go through some of the things that we've got confirmed on our prize list. So we've got the first ever Top Hat Q's Purple Heart Break Q that is going to be given away. And Jake Granhagen and Jeff Shaleen are revamping Top Hat Q's. They've got some things going. I've been down there, seen the shop. It's awesome. I'm really happy that there's somebody local making cues. But Brent Hoffman was also doing that. And I know his schedule is not really allowing him to continue it as at the rate he would like. So the fact that we've got these guys doing this is awesome. And I did see this cue already, and it's beautiful. So awesome, awesome that they're donating that. We've got 2 IQ training cue balls. Up for grabs, we've got Fedor Gorst, one of the greatest players in the world today. He is taking the United States by storm. He's traveling the country. He's beating everybody. He sent me an autographed 8-ball. That's going to be up for grabs. One of those Sam Rhino Henderson autographed cue balls is going to be up for grabs. A Chalk is Cheap podcast t-shirt and decal. a CJP Billiards prize package. He's going to send up some Chalk is Cheap edition, some chalk holders and different things for us. Four Cue It Up Network t-shirt and patch packages. That's going to be really cool. And then two Champions Lounge $20 gift cards and 10 Campy pizzas that are going to be made fresh to order. So if you win the 10 pizzas, you don't get all 10 right away, and so they sit forever in your freezer or something like that. He's going to make them to order. So you'll get his information, and you'll be able to get a Matt Campanella, a Campy pizza made fresh to order. And if you haven't had one of these yet, you're missing out. So we've got more things in the works. There's going to be more. There's going to be more prizes. I cannot confirm what they're going to be, but there's going to be even more. So again, that fundraiser is going to Jim Dalton's hospital costs. And so we really encourage everybody in the community to support it. Come out. Even if you're not from the immediate area and you want to support the cause, get a hold of me and we'll allow that to happen. We just want Jim and his family to get some relief from their astonishing medical costs. For somebody who was in the hospital for that long, as you can imagine, could definitely use every penny they get, and we want to help them. So again, May 6th is that event. Hope to see many of you from the area come out. It's going to be live streamed on the Superior Trailblazers Pool League Facebook page. So it's going to be some good pool. Even if you're not from the area, check it out. Don't have any confirmations on the broadcast portion of it. I'll definitely be involved in some way, shape, or form. Obviously, I can't commentate my own games, so that won't happen. But to be determined on the rest of how that's going to look. End of the year tournament is going to be May 1st for the Superior Trailblazers League. So the previous Saturday, so Saturday, May 1st is the end of the year partners tournament. And then Thursday, May 6th will be the all league event. So very cool. Duluth MPA Pool League, April 21st is their final week. The week of April 21st is when they're going to finish things up. And then their end of the year tournament is very soon after that. April 24th is going to be their end of the year tournament at Top Hat Tavern. And they're formatted a little bit differently than the Superior Trailblazers League. They're in the middle of some extended play that you had to qualify for, the top four teams, something along those lines. So that's happening right now. And their end of the year is the 24th. And the following weekend will be the Superior Trailblazers end of the year tournament. So that's that. The weekend of March 27th and 28th was the 525 and under tournament at Top Hat Tavern. They've had some huge events as of late within the last few months, and this one was for some players that weren't quite AA and master players. And so Top Hat ended up having 47 players in the event. It was a prize purse of over $2,800. And then they had the Calcutta going besides that. And so congratulations to Patrick Hiltonen and Garrett Payne, who chopped for first and second. Todd Johnson took third. Roger Haru took fourth. I hope I pronounced that right, Roger. Brent Prusowski and Joel Morissette took fifth, sixth. Cameron Thompson and Glenn Youngerman took seventh and eighth. So the guys from the Twin Cities area came up and cleaned house, because we don't see a Twin Ports native until we get to the 9th, 12th region, where Paul Grammon, Wendy Shaleen, Wayne Middleton, and Jamie Werner all took home some cash there in the 9th, 12th region. And then there were some other Twin Ports natives that came right behind there, but Twin Cities came up and cleaned house in that tournament, and it was a good one. So congratulations to all the winners there. And if we rewind a little bit further, our final topic here of the show is going to take us back to March 12th, the Pot of Gold tournament that took place at Top Hat Tavern. A big money tournament. We had some really, really good players in this thing. And so first we'll say congrats to the winners. Mario Pereno took first place. He won over $5,000 in this thing. Rob Mattson came up, took second. Jamie Pluta third. Gene Albright fourth, and he happens to be the topic of conversation again for two Twin Ports episodes in a row. And then we had Chad Falcon and Jim Coffey take fifth, sixth. And the reason why I bring up this event is because it was the local drama of a week or two up here in the Twin Ports area. And what ended up happening was, is these guys played throughout Saturday. And of course, they had to come back on Sunday to finish the tournament. And this happened to be the weekend of daylight savings time. And so that was the excuse that was given by Gene Albright on why he showed up late to his match against Rob Mattson, I believe it was. And so Rob Mattson defeated Gene by way of forfeit because he did not show. And so every other participant in the tournament showed up on time except Gene, and his excuse was daylight savings time. And I guess if it was 1975, 1985, even 1995, maybe even 2005, it's a viable excuse. But in 2021, the era of technology, the era of the smartphone, I have a hard time believing that Gene Albright didn't realize that the clocks had changed. And maybe he didn't. It could be a mistake. But I still do find it hard to believe. I feel like he probably overslept. He was there late the previous night. And, you know, when you play in a pool tournament, it takes you a while to wind down. So he probably didn't get to his destination, if that was a hotel of some kind. Probably didn't get to his destination until really late. Probably had to eat something, et cetera, et cetera. And maybe forgot to set the alarm. And so, you know, I think it's happened to the best of us where we sleep through an alarm or something like that. But my problem is he didn't own the mistake. He went and blamed Jeff Schilling, owner, operator, Top Hat Tavern, and the tournament director. He blamed him for not reminding Gene that it was daylight savings time. Really. That was what he went with. And then he decided to throw out the card of, well, you only didn't remind me because you had somebody else in the Calcutta. Come on now, Gene. I don't know Gene personally. A lot of you do. He's been around a long time. But no dice, man. Come on. Cut your losses. Admit your mistake. Walk away with your prize money. And you know what? Be better next time. It's just uncalled for. So Jeff Schilling took to Facebook to defend himself because Gene had been kind of running his name through the mud in regards to this situation. And so I'll quote Jeff here in his words as he posted via Facebook. I guess not clear his name, but get the facts and get it straight in the world of Twin Ports Pool. He says, to paraphrase the interesting phone call I just had with Gene Albright, Gene, after multiple excuses and numerous tangential conversation topics, he finally admits, after talking with many people this past weekend, I no longer believe that you purposely failed to remind me about daylight savings time in the effort to have me forfeited from the tournament, thereby allowing you to win extra money in the Calcutta. And I will retract my post on Facebook about it. And then he says, me, good, post whatever you want, but you're no longer welcome at Top Hat Tavern. Gene says, really? Why? Jeff replies, you're surprised? The guy who owns the pool hall that you frequented numerous times, given your lessons at, played in many tournaments, and pocketed a bunch of cash from, and now you publicly accuse him of cheating you in a tournament in an effort to profit for himself, and somehow you can't understand that guy would be mad at you and ban you from his business? Wow, I'm amazed that you're surprised by this. And he says, to clarify, I did not win any Calcutta money due to his forfeit, which it was pretty common knowledge that that was the case. So Gene Albright has been banned from Top Hat Tavern. And while some people may feel that's extreme, I don't, because if somebody with his quote-unquote clout or reach in the pool world, if he's going to go around and jump the gun and blame other people, and in particular, Jeff, about his business and the way he operates his tournaments in that kind of negative light, accusing him of cheating, I cannot blame Jeff one bit for not wanting a person like that in his place of business playing in his tournaments. And again, I'm sorry. I don't feel bad for Gene in this situation. He should have owned it. He looks bad in this situation. It's a mistake. Nobody would have faulted him for that mistake. If he just slept through his alarm, whatever happened, doesn't matter. You just got to own it. You got to own it. You can't blame other people for that. And somebody who's been in this pool game for as long as he has, and he still isn't, for lack of a better term, mature enough to admit his mistake and to just take full responsibility. Shame on him for that. And maybe they will make amends. Maybe Gene will be allowed in top hat tournaments in the future. But for now, Gene Albright is no longer allowed in top hat tournament, in top hat tavern, or able to play in tournaments at top hat. So that's pretty much all I got as far as trending topics here in the Twin Ports area. But as I record, we're 4 days away from the Arcadia VG Battle of the Sexes that is sponsored by Arcadia Cloth, run by Nate Mindham and Cue It Up Network. A lot of sponsors, a lot of people that are involved in that. Very, very cool. I encourage you to check that event out right here on Cue It Up Network. It's going to be streamed live, just as the previous VG and other events that Cue It Up Network has promoted. And so, really great player list. I encourage you to go over there and check it out. The great Kelly Fisher is participating. Emily Duddy is participating. Monica Webb is participating. On the women's side, Stefano Delino and Alex Kazakis are a couple of the participants. On the men's side, Tyler Steyer is also participating. So again, it's a star-studded event, again, from Cue It Up Network. It's going to be some good pool. I encourage you to check that out. It's coming down 4 days away from Saturday the 10th. So you'll see that on April 14th get underway across your social media platform. So mark that down. Don't miss that. And again, feels good to get back behind the microphone here and get some content out for you guys here via Chalk is Cheap Podcast. Thank you again to everybody who supports the show. And speaking of saying thank you, we've got one more thing we got to do before we sign off. We got to say thank you to some of our new followers, likers, and subscribers to the page. But before I do that, I got to say, I just happened to check out our rating and reviews on Apple Podcasts. And there is that person, that guy. We had 100% five-star ratings. And I believe I may have jinxed that because I said that here on the program. And so, you know, there had to be that one guy that went in there and threw a one star in there and didn't write why, which I wish you would have, one star bandit. I wish you would have at least explained why you don't like the show. And maybe we could have improved upon your complaint or the reason why. But all that person did was submit a one-star rating instead of writing us a review so that we could maybe improve upon it. So anyway, it is what it is. You got to take it with a grain of salt. But we're up to 17 ratings and 15 of those are five-star. So again, appreciate everybody that does that. And if you do write a review, of course, we will read that here on the show, but we don't have any reviews to read, but we do have some people to thank for checking out the show. So on the Facebook side of things, we've got Alex Mikabob. I hope I said that right. It looks Moshi Bob. I'm not really sure. Mark Smith, Daniel Wells, Denise Bellinger, Mirko Statterini, the You Got Action Pool Team, Timmy Bly, Sam Henderson. Appreciate it, guys. Patricia Leiter, Narcisse Pipestem. Alrighty. Kristen Lee Ray and David Peretz are our new followers, likers on Facebook. Appreciate that, everybody. We shoot over to the Instagram side of things. We've got Joey Gray, Steve Hall, Freddie Fenster, Justin Garcia, Pesh Merja, Chris Gonzalez, Charlie Trainer, Slow Your Roll Fishing. Majid 06. Not sure. I'm not sure if I did that right. Don Flamingo. There's a name. Daniel Voss. John Venetulo. Joe 13532. R Shark Billiards. Coy Radford. And Robert Merritt. So appreciate everybody for just checking us out. And of course, I appreciate all of you OG listeners and followers and supporters of the show. Appreciate all that you do. Appreciate you guys checking us out here again today. And of course, appreciated to all of the Twin Ports listeners that got this show off the ground, supported us from the start. I'm glad you're still with us. And with that being said, I'm going to sign off. Good luck to everybody participating in a tournament as I speak. And always remember that chalk is cheap. Mirko Statoderny.